The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palacio, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little toca de Samango, fam, in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. Should do it. All my friends that come around, fight the fight, the party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs up down, with the best of times, the birds splattered all over. Man, I think I might have caught something from Keith. Should do it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with your boy Carver. Hi, this evening. And I got to tell you. So I'm watching the Grizzlies and Knicks, 111-100 Memphis with 3 minutes left at the world's most famous. Although, I mean, it really is unbelievable to me, Carver High, that they're actually, you know, hanging with them. Honest with you, honestly, they're so bad. And, I mean, it literally amazes me that, like, I've been sitting here all night and I'm laying four. Right. And so, you know, it's a $111, $104 with the number, right? 2.5 minutes to go. But they have just been messing with them all night. Now, I mean, honestly, I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm like, what is happening here? And here they are again creeping on them, right? You know, now they're down 9 again. And it's not safe for consumption by the public.
No.
I can't. It's just unbelievable to me. You know, I'm watching a game. The Knicks are awful. Meanwhile, Memphis is 35-18. They've got, you know what it is? I said to my son, I'm sitting there watching a game with Gunner, and I go, they look lethargic to me tonight. Like, the Grizzlies look like they just don't care.
Yeah.
And
it's almost
like
a checkout night.
And then John Morant just tried to dunk it on Mitchell Robinson. That did not go well. He tried to posterize Mitchell Robinson. And Robinson, A, blocked the crap out of him, and B, fouled him. And he just said, you're not dunking on me. And I'm 7'2". You're not dunking on me, little man. And he even told him, like, he talked trash to him after. He's like, that ain't happening.
Ooh, wow.
But he fouled
That's
him. And here he is bricking free throws. Are you watching this? This is insanity to me.
I didn't think he fouled.
He can't knock down a free throw. What?
I didn't think he. Oh, yeah. He got him with the right arm. I thought
please,
he got ball
he fouled
first.
The crap
I thought he
out
got
of
ball first.
So Williams has 21. Jackson has 24. Moran has 20. Clark has 10. Melton has 14. Adams has 13 rebounds. And they're barely beating him.
Wow.
Here's another Robinson follow dunk. Now they're down 8. Oh, God, the stress. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego ESPN Radio. Sports Map, Radio Network in Houston, Sports Byline USA, Ron Barr in San Francisco, Armed Forces Radio all over the globe. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. And, you know, I got to be honest. Can I just be honest with you here? I got a lot of money riding on this game tonight. I mean,
well,
I am such a horrible person, a horrible father. Like, I'm riding this with my son, right? We got a big ticket going on them. And we had three bets going tonight, and two of them are for, you know, fat money. Oh, another miss. Are you kidding me? I'm going to have a stroke. I really am going to have a stroke. I mean, this is just unbelievable to me. Here they go. They're down six. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, it is truly, this is so fixed. I'm sitting here, you know, it's just inevitable they won't cover. And then, it's just inevitable. Wide open three. Brick, no, he nails it. Thank God in heaven. Bane, thank God in heaven. And then the bench is looking up at the skies with their hands in a prayer motion. So the other game that I hit that I had the big money on tonight was my number one play in college was Wake Forest laying 12.5 against Pitt. And they beat them by like 20 and covered. The game I got burned on was Rhode Island laying 4. They lost at Fordham out in the Bronx. Can you believe that? Can you believe Rhode Island lost at Fordham?
Jeez.
I mean, honestly. I mean, that's embarrassing. I mean, it's not like Rhode Island's great or anything, but they're a lot better than Fordham. Apparently not. And the other thing is, like a couple days ago, I bit my lip, right? Eating. I was eating, and I was blah, 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 chewing food. Whap! And I bit my lip. Now, you've seen me over the years, Carver High, bite my tongue and bleed profusely in the CBS studios many times. I seem to have a problem with biting on myself. Tongues, lips, things of this nature. And I'll tell you what happened. I mean, honestly, Carver High, before I get into my lip.
Serious neck beard.
I mean, that is serious neck beard. That's Lucky Beard. That's Andrew Lucky Beard. I mean, he got it going all the way down to his shirt collar. I mean, he's got full-on neck beard going all the way down to, like, the first button of his dress shirt. I mean, it is just out of control. You got to clean that up. Like, the coach for the Grizzlies, he cleans it up. That's tight. He keeps it clean. He got a big, thick beard, but he keeps it clean right under the beard. There's no neck beard there. There's no Lucky there. I mean, you saw it.
It was awful.
It was bad. It really was. So anyway, I have to tell you. So, have you ever had the conundrum of So you bite your lip really badly. And I know at some point I got Denver and the Jazz going. I don't think the Joker's playing tonight. I'm on the Jazz -2 in Salt Lake Shakers on another ticket. And they got no Gobert, no Spider, no nothing. But they're going with, you know, all their young guys. So I'm going with the young man's ticket tonight. Here you go. So I know you've bit your tongue before. I know you've bit your lip before.
Sure.
Have you, like, do you have the same problem? Whereas, like, if you bite your lip really bad, like on a Monday, do you bite it again on Tuesday once or twice, and then on Wednesday you hit it a third time?
I guess it's possible for that to happen. Sure. Do I recall off the top of my head? I'm sure it's happened to me in the past.
So I had, I hit this thing like all 3 days. I mean, I hit it good, like Dracula. I mean, Dracula deep, like, you know, putting the teeth right into the, and just all the way through, puncture, like all the way through, blood, the whole deal. And it was just brutal. I was like, when I did it, I was like, And then a day later, dollar short, I'm having dinner. Whap! I do it again. And tonight, I'm having, like, just she brought home a pizza for my boy Frankie's. He's got it all set up. And then I get a little Caesar salad going with a little chicken in it, and boom, I hit it again. Like I was fracking. It was just, bro, I hit it so hard tonight. I was fracking. I mean, oil came out, and I gotta tell you, I mean, I was deep into the. I mean, I was in the Amish country in Pennsylvania, deep fracking. I mean, it was awful. I had Jed Clampett. I had oil coming out. I was bleeding. I mean, I have this gigantic, enormous, just divot, 14th hole at Augusta divot. I mean, in my lip. Holy F. I mean, to tell you, holy Ferelskis. Just the worst at re-upping on the bite mark. Ugh. Like this giant divot, and I just keep hitting it with a pitching wedge. Oh, my God. Just chunks of flesh coming out of my lip. Ugh. It's so bad. There's no way you can treat it. What do you treat it with? So you know what I did? I took what's it, CarMax, you know, the one that's really intense. The one.
Right. Which one?
It's the CarMax one. The one that's really intense. You put it on, it's really thick. It's almost gooey. You know, the CarMax one, the yellow one with the red cap, the lip stuff. CarMax.
Yeah.
I mean, you put this stuff on, you're automatic. I mean, you're in a, you got a serious lip balm on. I mean, serious. It's no joke. And I just took a giant chunk of it and just tried to seal it off. I had a leak in the Exxon Valdez. I had it all going. I just took a chunk of it and just covered it like spackle. Like a hole in the wall in like an apartment and spackle it up. I took a chunk of CarMax and I just spackled it. And then I'm just all hoping that it keeps it all greased up and slippery so that if I go in there again with my Dracula move, that I don't sink my fangs into it. Gotta tell you, man. I'll take the lips over the tongue any day, though. That, you know, one thing I will say, though, is that it is an amazing thing. If you bite into your tongue, full-on Dracula, I mean, just full-on, all the way through, puncture it, all the way top to bottom, a complete tongue, just you took one of them paper clipper things. You ever seen those things? They take staples out of, papers in the office. It's like a clip fang thing. It just yanks out staples. If you took one of those and just punctured right through your tongue all the way, whap! That's what I have bit my tongue that badly and gushed blood. I'll never forget one night I was in there with Carver High at CBS in New York City, and I went all the way through with the paper clip bite, and I was spraying like I was in a movie, and I swear to God, by noon the next day it was healed. Have you ever seen the amazing heal power of your tongue? Carver High. Have you ever punctured your tongue badly on it's 7 o'clock one night, and then by the next night it's gone because your tongue heals faster than anything on earth?
I've never bitten my tongue as aggressively as it sounds like you have. I mean, at least not recently, because I don't have these vivid memories of the agony of the tongue situation like you have.
Listen,
I've been lucky.
I mean, you
I've
know, listen. I talk a lot, and
right.
I'm constantly talking, and I'm painful that way. I understand. I know my limitations. I know that I am grating on people. I know that I can be painful, irritating, acerbic, acidic. I can be all these things, and I also get paid to talk, right? And then some days. I talk so much that, like, sometimes I'll lose my focus when I'm eating or something, and I'll bite through my tongue or lip with just, like, I've gone over the speed limit. I blew a tire, and I just lost control of my 100-mile-an-hour talking, and I just cranked a Dracula right through, paperclip removable style. Boom, straight through. Fracking. And I mean to tell you, it's nasty business. And it comes around very, you know, seldom. It's like, once every three, four. It's like maybe three, four times a year, so once a quarter, where I actually have a fracking moment where I injure my tongue or my lip with a bite. And I got to tell you, this week on Monday, I did it. And, Tuesday and Wednesday, I fracked and I drilled out, more oil. And I mean, I'm going to be rich because I have just been biting my lip all week. And now it's so bad, I got Carmex chunks in my lip, inside my lip, like giant chunks of like spackle where I'm trying to seal the deal. Like, I was going to use that stuff, Flex Seal, but I didn't have it because I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy, so I don't buy his stuff. I'm going to punch him in the face so I don't fall for their shtick. I just go straight spackle. Like, I don't use, you got to get the right kind of duct tape for these types of injuries. You can't have, like, fake duct tape. Like, my wife bought this, like, fake duct tape, and I'm like, so I put it on stuff that I need, like, to fix things, and it doesn't stick, and I'm like, you bought fake duct tape. Get the right stuff. The stuff that when you put it on, it never comes off again forever. I got to seal it. I can't get this phony Flex Seal. I got to get real spackle. So, I did the movie Big Fan with Patton Oswalt, right? I was basically in the movie. Essentially, I was Mad Dog Russo, right? And I was on The Fan in New York, and I was in the middle of this saga where Patton Oswalt was... staunch enemies with Michael Rapaport, who played the enemy. And he was an Eagles fan, and Oswald was a Giants fan. And the station was The Fan in New York, and every night they would get on the show that I was hosting, and they would argue about the two teams in, like a NFL season in New York, in Philly, the NFC East race. And then, this is a cult classic. I mean, it really was a good movie where it turns out that Patton Oswalt would eventually, like, snap and decide to eliminate the problem. This guy was his, Philadelphia Phil was his problem, and he was going to kill him. And that was his, goal. Kill him. And you got to see it to believe it, right? But the moral of the story is that I had 20,000 lines in the movie. I was all over the movie. If you watch a movie, you'll hear me. I'm literally in every scene because I'm on the radio, and this guy does is listen to the radio. Both of them, they're obsessed with my radio show. And I'm supposed to be Mad Dog. They call me the dog in the I believe my name on the show was the dog. And so none of that matters. What really matters is that Patton Oswalt does the Caesars sportsbook commercials now on television across America. And I want to put my fist through his face and through the back of his fat head. And I want my arm to go completely through his brain. And then at the end of, like, where I run out of space is at my elbow. So that when I punch him in the face, when I finally run out of extension, I'm at literally his brain is hanging. His entire brain and carcass of his head is at the locked on my elbow, so that when I drive through his skull, it comes out the other side through the back of his head, and that it ends at my elbow. And there's just my arm stuck in a giant hole in his fat head. You can't tell me that that dork-ass Oswald, painful-ass Caesars commercials aren't just annoying as all Pharrell. I mean, you can't even deny it, Carver. And they've been running in Jersey forever, and now they're running in New York. And what's the difference? We live in New York City. So we live in New York. All we see is Jersey and New York and Connecticut stuff. I actually don't think we see any Connecticut stuff, but do people actually live in Connecticut?
Not many.
I mean, I don't know anybody except for Richard Gere and my boy Willie B. and Lynn. I don't think you ever met Willie B. and Lynn. Mafia has.
I don't think so.
So when I first auditioned, basically when I got the job with Howard, I went to do the show, right? And I basically, it was like, let's see what Pharrell's like on the air. And I was like, well, won't you be in for a, you'll be in store for a quite an event. So I brought, I figured at the time, I was like, why not bring a smoking hot chick? You know what I mean? So I brought her, I brought Lynn, and she's this smoking hot chick, and she's really good at radio. She's a pro. And she's like a voiceover goddess. I mean, she makes tons of money doing voiceovers. I mean, audiobooks, everything. She does everything. I think she never leaves her house and makes a fortune. Like, and she's just like a rock star VO talent, right? She's hosted morning shows from Boston to LA, but she's New York with me, you name it. I did shows with her. And I really like her, but I'm really good friends with her and her man Willie B, and they're the only people I know that live in Connecticut. Like I went to visit them, and I didn't see any human beings except for Richard Gere. And then once my wife found out that Richard Gere lived in their neighborhood, my wife wanted to find him and well, ride his D.
Mm.
And I tried to find him, but I couldn't. I saw him at the bagel and, you know, breakfast place, and I said hi. Oh, by the way, Rob Zombie lives in the neighborhood, too. So there's actually four people I know. Willie B., Lynn, Rob Zombie, and Richard Gere live there. And then no one else lives in the entire state. But I do want to say that I want to punch Patton Oswalt in the face, because I'm so sick and tired of his stupid, dorky, phony. That guy doesn't watch sports. Trust me. I know, like he doesn't watch sports, okay? And I may be speaking out of the side of my mouth, but that's because I bit my tongue, or I bit my lip. No, I know that like, he was a dork. Like, doing big fan. He was not a football fan. He was not a sports fan. He's an actor. Right? He's an actor. And he, you know, when he was on King of Queens and all the other, he's an actor. That's what he does. I don't think he's into sports. If he is, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then when I see those commercials where he's pretending like he's getting into betting, he's like trying to, you know, argue with Caesar and some of them. And then in other ones, have you seen the one he does with Clyde Drexler?
Yeah, I saw that.
And Muggsy Bogues? That's the one that tips it over for me. I'm done. Like, he's at the bar, just, you know, talking to Clyde Drexler, and I'm just like, someone, you know, I'm a hockey guy, right? So my whole life I've gone to 5 million hockey games, and, you know, when there's someone you don't like, eventually you just have to drop the gloves and put your fist through their face. I mean, just like rabbit
and
punches.
And that's what you're doing here to Patton. You're just, you've clearly had enough. Your past doesn't matter. And the next time you see him, it's going to happen. It's just over. It's
yes.
Finished.
Yes. Yes. Because, first of all, I don't like that chick that does those commercials, the sports book commercials.
She's such a downer. Are you talking about the Caesar ones? With JB Smooth? Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's like, is that not, I think that's Halle Berry doing those, isn't it, or something?
Maybe, whoever it is, they're just such a downer.
She plays Cleopatra?
Yes, yes.
I don't have a problem with that, because I've always wanted to sleep with her, so I don't have a problem. Okay. I have a problem with the one chick, the blonde, that does the, you know, make it rain DraftKings ones.
Ooh, yeah, she's everywhere.
And then the other one, like the one that comes on, she's like, hey, it's Jesse, put down $5 and put $607, make it rain. I want to just drag her by the back of my Mercury outboards in the lagoon, just twin engines down, and just with a rope drag her through the lagoon so that giant salmon go through her mouth and out her earballs. But then the other one I don't like is, why would the one company hire that fat chick to do them, the Sugar House chick? She's fat and ugly. Can we not have like a fat, ugly chick trying to convince me to bet on sports? And you know which one's even worse is when Bettis does the Sugar House ones. Oh, my God, is he awful.
I don't get
those. Have you seen his commercial?
No, I don't get those.
Oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
I think that's because they're Bette Rivers here in New York, the Sugar House in Jersey.
Okay, well, in Jersey, they have Sugar House, and they have this one where, like, Bettis is at a tailgate party for the Steelers, and none of them are in, like, Steelers gear. They're in, like, old San Diego Padre jerseys that say Pittsburgh across the front instead of Padres. Remember those old, like, you know, brown shirts they used to play in the Padres, and it said San Diego across the front, like Padres when they were, like, on the road? That's what it says Pittsburgh. There's no shirt in Pittsburgh ever. Not one ever that, you know, they look like Steeler jerseys and Penguin jerseys and Pirate jerseys. That's all they wear. They don't wear phony San Diego Padre jerseys. And they're all in this tailgate party, and they're talking about, how do I bet a parlay? And he's like, you know, you can do same game parlays, player props, and all this. And then this one guy's like, you know, the mail organ of the month, he's like, you mean to tell me I can bet on, you know, he goes, you mean to tell me I can bet on Big Ben to throw a touchdown and Najee to gain 40 yards and win like $120? And he's like, it's unbelievable. But they can, and he holds up the phone, like a mail organ of the month club. He holds up the phone. He goes, just go on this incredible, helpful, best friend you've ever had sportsbook app, and it'll take you to the promised land. And I'm just like, Jesus, they're catering to morons.
Promise
like
land.
They're just selling it to. If you're stupid, we want you because we're going to take everything you have. And listen, I don't care what any of them think of me. I mean, at least, like, you know, have someone, somebody honest, honestly, like me, just to tell you how bad your commercials suck. I mean, at least make them like somewhat real. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, we have pictures of, like, Morenci going to the window and walking away with tickets. That stuff's legit. Let's not have the gigantic package, like a sausage festival commercial, with Jerome Bettis or some fat chick. Thanks. All right, so, you know, the thing is like, seriously, you know, if I'm going to, you know, there's a couple things that really irritate me, Carver High. If I'm going to bet, like, so the ads are so deceiving, right? So, like, the one, they got Aaron Paul, the actor from Breaking Bad, and he's doing, like, he does Bet365. And he goes on and he tells you, we have 45 million members. It's the biggest, it's the number one sportsbook in the world. It's like, if you haven't signed up for the number one sportsbook in the world, why haven't you signed up for the number one sportsbook in the world? You have to ask yourself, why haven't you done it? I'll tell you why. Because they don't pay out when you win. Okay? My buddy, they vote him 45 large for 6 months. I mean, and this guy gets treated like he has AIDS when he goes to the attorney general or anybody to talk about how they've seized his money. They've frozen his money. And I mean to tell you, they have legitimately, like, he got it legitimately. He won it legit, like legit. He just took him to the cleaners for 3 days with college football and pro football. on a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, cleaned them out, and they won't give him his money. Well, you know what? F you, okay? I went down there. I took my money out of that account. I don't care what they think of me. They can all kiss my ass. And they got that candy-ass little actor acting like he's, you know that guy doesn't bet. He had nothing to do with it. They're paying him $1 million to do that ad. And then the only one that's, like, legit in my book that's, like, decent ads, that's just straight up and it's, you know, somewhat relatively cool is Jamie Foxx doing the BetMGM ones, right? I mean,
yeah,
he's just like, now you're playing with the king of sports books. And then they show all the bombs going off and fireworks and, you know, the fountains at the Bellagio. And,
yeah.
And it, but, you know, there's no BS. There's not, I don't have some fat chick or Jerome Bettis.
I love Jerome. Too. They got Gretzky in MGM also. I saw his outside the garden.
Right. Right, right. And then, you know, look, I don't have a problem. I love Jerome Bettis. I do. But I just wanted to say, like, I went to Pittsburgh, right, for a lot of Steeler games. And his restaurant, they shut that down by the stadium. They shut it down. It's shut down. It's done. Secondly, he does a Saturday night, like CBS or something, like a Steeler show. It's like a Steeler preview show for the game the next day. And I mean to tell you, it is, I'd rather have diarrhea than watch it. That's how bad it is. I mean, I'd rather have explosive bomb cyclone diarrhea than watch his show. It's so bad. I mean, it is so bad. Like, the chick that he's doing it with is, like, hanging on for dear life to her career working with this guy. It's so bad. I mean, it's so bad. And then his sportsbook ads are even worse. He's, like, walking through the parking lot, and he stumbles across this you know, whatever you call it, tailgate party, and people are like, hey, better, hey, Jerome, can you give me a winner for today's game? He looks at him like they're from China. And then he's like, no, but if you use this sportsbook app, you're on your way to success. Like, what sportsbook app in the world is there to help you win money? What are you, the guiding light? What, are you going to hold my hand and walk me through it, make me some money? I'll tell you who makes you money on sportsbook apps, on betting mobile apps. Me, that's who. Who do they trust? Me. That's who. Who do they want? Me. Stupid ads. And you know, it really is the most painful thing in the world, because if you live in New York like we do, Carver High knows it's true. Like, I mean, they are shoving these ads down our throats like every single minute of the 24-hour day. I mean, it is just literally, if you can watch a television channel without seeing a sportsbook ad in 3 minutes,
no shit.
Literally, I will hire you a hooker to come to your house and like, do the whole family. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to have a chick at your door ringing the doorbell, because, I mean, these ads run every 30 seconds, 24 hours a day. And I literally, when I see them, I want to stick a gun in my mouth. I can't take it. It's worse than when the fantasy football commercials ran a few years ago and everybody wanted to jump off a bridge, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
It's worse now, right? I mean, tell me it is. Like, it's 10 times worse now than it was then.
Look, I'm obviously extremely involved in this, and I'm so happy that it's in New York. But, man, they got a lot of ads for it. They got a lot of ads. I mean, it is.
But don't you find them terrible and painful?
It's every other commercial. It's every other commercial. Yeah, I've had enough of a few of them. There's a few I've had enough of.
Like you'd think that. Like, they act like these companies are they that naive to the fact that the general public loathes them? I mean, loathes them. Like, my wife, 34C, when she will not leave it on the commercial. She'll turn the channel every time. She's like, I can't take these commercials anymore. I can't take it anymore, these stupid sportsbook commercials. I mean, she holds the clicker in her hand now when she watches TV, because she just She changes it every single commercial break. She has to change the channel because it's sportsbook commercials. And she wants to. She's like ready to and like go to a shrink over it because it's just so painful. And the thing that's bad about it is that they know full on that they're doing it to people. They're brainwashing people. That's what they're doing. They're brainwashing people. They're literally brainwashing us. You can't deny it, Carver High. It's so bad. It's like, Jesus. And like, you know, I'm in the betting business. So I'm on, you know, Sports Grid, which is a sports betting network. I'm in the business, right? So I already know how to do these things. I already use them. I already go to sports books. I go to casinos. I go to Vegas. I go to Atlantic City, right? I'm invested in it like you are. I have tons of tickets going. So I understand what they're doing because I'm, you know, smart about it. I know exactly what they're doing. And they're evil and they're unholy and they're painful and they're irritating and they're clearly trying to drive it into your brain and memory bank of such significance that they literally. It becomes ingrained in your mind, unavoidable, that you need to bet on sports every single day on a mobile sports betting app. I mean, it's insane. And then you know, they run their little just absolutely femme tags at the bottom of the commercial. If you have a problem gambling, text this number or call this number and we'll help you. You know, Hope, New York, Hope, New Jersey, Hope, Connecticut. I mean, are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. That is the phoniest crock of shack in the world. I've never once met, and I'm just going to say it, I have never once met a casino executive that cared about you losing all your money. Not once, ever. Carver, I tell the truth. They're the greediest people I ever met in my life.
Fact.
I mean, all they care about is money. All they care about is money. I mean, 24/7, every minute of the day, all they do is look at what kind of money they're making. Did we not sit with a powerful owner of a casino and for an hour and a half, he showed us how much money he was making by the minute?
By the minute, at every portion of the casino. Yes.
Every single table game and sports book, he told us exactly how much he was making by the minute. Did he not? You got to be sick in the head to show someone how much money you're making in ungodly amounts of money by the millions. And to show that to some civilian, I don't care if you're in a business or not. You just, you know, in my view, that's a swing and a miss. Because it showed me everything I needed to know about the business, about the people that run it. They're evil. I mean, let's just face facts. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Listen. I'm in the business because I like betting on sports, and there's nothing I like better than beating the house. There's nothing in life better to me than winning a ticket. That's it. I love action on games. I bet on games. I win money. I'm happy. I lose money. I'm angry. But I want nothing to do with these people. Nothing at all. Your stupid ass commercials don't affect me. Your ridiculous sales purge is so weak and pathetic and lame. It's so ridiculous and absolutely infantile. It's like for literally like a 2-year-old is who you're making it for. They're so stupid, and they don't affect anyone that's good at betting. They don't stop us. They don't get in the way. They don't interfere. They don't help us. There's nothing you've ever sportsbook helping people. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. How about that? How about when you go to a casino and a guy's like, will you teach me how to play half? Will you teach me how to play a free bet blackjack? And the dealer helps you, teaches you the game. How funny is that? When the guy's teaching you how to play, and then he's going to take your, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 right out of your wallet, you know, within an hour. Here, let me show you how to do it, and then I'm going to take everything you own. Who are you kidding, Carver? How you know it's true?
No, it's
absolutely
true. They'll
teach you how to play, and then they will take your money.
Of course. They want you to learn how to play so that you continue to play. That's what it's all about. And it's just like these commercials. I mean, these commercials aren't built for me and you. Me and you are betting no matter what, whether they play their commercials or not. You know who they're for. They're for the people who have never made a bet in their life. That's it. That's what they're all about.
Well, do you think at some point that they should cool it with the commercials? Like, at what point do they stop cramming them down our throats?
Yeah,
one year of that the mobile betting in New York's been open, that they'll stop, or
it's going to be just like with everything else. You're going to get this heavy hit to you until the Super Bowl. You'll probably get a little bit of a lull for 2 or 3 weeks. You'll get hit with it heavy during March Madness. And then you'll get another break. And then when football starts again in the fall, well, you can forget it. It's going to be another heavy push.
You know what's funny? They put the hot chick on the commercial, and she's well, what's funny is she thinks she's hot, and she's really kind of plain Jane with expensive clothes on. So she wears the really hip clothes. She's got Free People or the Affliction look going with the leather jacket and the tight skinny jeans and the raggedy Rolling Stones t-shirt. She's hanging out at the casino in the sports book with her guy, hitting up the Italian steakhouse and then going down to the tables, Bull Pharrelling Shack. Okay. Bull Pharrelling Shack. There's some smoking hot chick in a leather jacket hanging out in the sports book and then going to the Italian steakhouse and going down to hit the craps table. You know who's at the craps table? A bunch of junkies and drunks. Okay? And people with no teeth. When's the last time you picked up a hot chick at the craps table besides never? You get more chicks in the McDonald's than at the craps table. It's the one and only Pharrell on the bench. So I was telling you the story of I think FanDuel's great with their mobile app. No problems ever. I actually do think DraftKings is good. I just think their commercials are painful. Their commercials are so painful. That chick is so grating. You think I'm painful? She's 10 times more painful than me. I'll tell you what, at least I know I'm painful. No one's caught on to the fact that she's painful at that company has got to that. I actually think they sit around knowing she's painful and that's why they use her. So, but the thing is a couple weeks ago, I had a ticket on a $25,000 ticket on a Otto Porter hitting 2 threes in the Warriors game against the T-Wolves. I think it was against the T-Wolves, right, Carver? You remember that night?
Yes, and, that was the Thursday.
He needed two threes. He hit one, and then he took another shot in the game, and maybe two shots, and he missed them. And he ended up with one. Or I think he was 1 for 2. I think he only took a second shot. But what happened was is that they – so DraftKings actually had a mistake that he hit it, the second shot. So it said, that he hit the shot, so it won. The ticket won. And it was for 30-30, right? And in a 20-minute window, it was up as a win. And then they caught their mistake, and they changed it that it was a loss. And then they put a post that if you had that win in that 20-minute window and cashed, you got to keep your money. So if I would have caught it, I would have kept my money. But I didn't because I was on the air. I didn't catch it until after the fact that I saw that what had happened. But I like sports books like that. If they make a mistake, the book, they pay it out. That's all you can ask.